You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A leading designer and architect from Michigan died 1 week ago today. Florence Noel Bassett was known for changing how we understand office space in the U.S. Joining us now to tell us more about Noel Bassett is the director of the Cranbrook Art Museum, Andrew Blauvelt. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's been noted that Florence Noel Bassett was a giant of mid-century modern design. Describe how we would recognize mid-century modern.
Well, Michigan, you know, of course, holds a special place in the development of all of that, in part because of Cranbrook, but also because of Detroit and mid-century. So mid-century modernism would be essentially kind of the American version of a kind of Bauhaus or German modernism. So a little bit more color, a little bit more, maybe a little bit more organic curvature to the forms. But this is basically what people associate with sort of the Mad Men era.
Tell me what offices look like before her influences and mid-century moderns kind of takeover of office space.
Yeah, well, offices were dominated by, you know, heavy wood furniture, traditional upholstery fabrics, not really kind of conceived separately from the architectural envelope. And Florence, who studied architecture, so she's one of the women who studied architecture early on in the early days and studied with all the most famous 20th century modern architects, really brought the idea of the architecture to the inside. Like, she would call herself an interior architect, not an interior designer, and certainly not an interior decorator.
Right. I saw that she really resisted that label of decorator. Why was that an important distinction for her?
Because it usually has a kind of, well, to a lot of architects, a pejorative connotation that you're there merely to decorate the space as a kind of a complete afterthought. And she really conceived of the idea of a planning of the, this was like, a, you know, in the mid-century, so after World War II, the emergence of the American corporation in many corporate campuses across the country and around the world, for that matter. She wanted to bring those principles of planning and organization to the inside environment. So she was very rigorous about developing, you know, studying the client's needs, the arrangement of the organization, the workflows, how people interacted. So she really brought a lot of rigor to how space should be planned and organized inside, particularly a company.
What were some of her high-profile projects?
She did work for all the major Fortune 500 companies, basically, in mid-century. So IBM, GM, Heinz, the list just goes on and on because it's basically what you would see like in Mad Men or an episode like that. The organization of that kind of space is really a product of her thinking. I think her magic was that she was able to translate the principles of modern architecture and develop it at a different scale, at the interior scale. So she did a lot of furniture design, although she didn't necessarily consider herself a furniture designer, but she did design furniture, and she created a lot of the pieces that were very simple in form, so traditionally like simple, almost minimal form, but very refined materials and very well-crafted and built. That was kind of her forte. She was able to bring that kind of language into the office space.
We're talking about Florence Noel Bassett with the director of Cranbrook Art Museum, Andrew Blauvelt. Tell me about her life in Michigan and at Cranbrook.
Right. So she was born in Saginaw, Michigan. She was orphaned at a pretty young age, at like 12 or 13, and that's how she ends up at Kingswood. So her connections to Cranbrook are twofold. She's a graduate of Kingswood, which was at that time a school for girls here on the Cranbrook campus, in one of the first classes. So she graduates there in 1934. The school opened in 1932. The Cranbrook campus, if you've been there, is known as, it's very, you know, it's an architectural masterpiece. And so she kind of was encouraged to develop her leanings in design and interest in design and architecture there. And she ended up coming to study at Cranbrook Academy of Art, which is the art school here on the Cranbrook campus, in the 1930s. And then later coming back and working with other major designers like Eros Saarinen.
I was going to say, we can't talk about her without talking about the Saarinen family. Tell us a little bit her connections to the family.
So she was essentially, not officially adopted, but because of her interest in architecture, she was connected to Eliel Saarinen, who was the president of Cranbrook Academy of Art at the time, and of course a famous 20th century architect. So she was developing her skills, and the Saarinen family is, you know, a very talented family where the son and the daughter, son Arrow, the daughter Pipson, they were both designers, and Arrow was, of course, a famous 20th century architect, would go on to become that. But she was also immersed in the scene at Cranbrook at the time in the 1930s. So she would have been, she knew Charles Eames, for example, who was here studying, as well as Harry Bertoia, who was also a student teacher here at the Academy. So she was immersed in this milieu, and that's how she kind of, she ends up studying with, like I said, you know, in Europe and in the United States and working with probably the most famous people. But all of that comes from their time here at Cranbrook.
Just so people know who Eero Saarinen is, give me a couple of examples of his work. I'm from St. Louis, so I'm quite aware the Gateway Arch there is his, but he's got some other significant buildings that we would all know.
Right. So he designed Dulles Airport in Washington, what was the TWA terminal at JFK Airport, for example. He also designed the GM Tech Center, a project they inherited from his father, Eliel Saarinen, and completely redesigned, which was probably the, you know, the most beautiful, most advanced corporate campus at mid-century.
Yeah, if you've never had a chance to, if you ever get the chance to go see the GM design headquarters, it's really worth the trip.
Yeah, it's quite spectacular. Yeah. Yeah.
How well recognized was Florence Noel Bassett by her peers?
Very. She was the connector. She you know, like I said, she had studied with Walter Gropius, with Mies van der Rohe. So she was able to put into production a lot of their furniture designs. She commissioned Eero Saarinen, of course, to design many pieces for Noel as well. So she had a whole network around the world of architects and designers and was really, you know, befriended them and created an entire company. And ran it. She married Hans Noel, whose family was originally German, and then had Hans Noel had come to the United States to create a modern furniture company. She starts working for Hans Noel and is really becomes the head of design. So she's the design genius behind Noel, and he was, of course, the business genius. But he died in a car accident in the 1950s, and she took over the company. Probably like when she's like 37, 38.
Yeah, and she retired fairly early too. Do we know why?
She had remarried, and she remarried Harry Bassett in Florida, a banker. And she retired in the sense from Noel, but she still did private commissions and still, you know, performed that role as interior architect on a lot of projects. But she stepped down into a role back when she was really the head of design. And so she did that for like 5 years after the death of Hans Noel. But I think that's also one of the things that we stress today, that she's an important businesswoman. And in terms of developing, you know, a worldwide design empire, basically, and highly unusual for the time period. So quite an achievement.
What kind of imprint did she leave on Cranbrook?
Oh, well, of course, there's a consistent kind of legacy here in relationship with Noel. Over the years, Noel has employed and hired designers from Cranbrook, you know, more recently, because it's known as the Center for Furniture Design with many, many important names. She's kind of a reflection of Cranbrook. I think that's kind of the interesting thing. She did many other, like, innovations as well in the field. But I think what she took from Cranbrook, because Eliel Saarinen created the campus, and the campus is a historic landmark, and it's one of the few completely designed environments in America where Eliel Saarinen believed in designing everything from the landscape that the building sits on, to the building itself, to the furniture inside the building, to the plates and dishes that would be on the table inside the building. So it worked on many different scales. And she also approached her work from that same way, wanting to bring modern architecture inside and complete a total design environment. So I think she learned that from the Cranbrook experience.
Andrew Blauvelt is the director of Cranbrook Art Museum. We've been talking about the life of architect and designer Florence Noel Bassett, who passed away a week ago today at the age of 101. Thanks for telling us about her life.
You're welcome.